AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal judge in New York has granted the Justice Department's request to publicly release grand jury transcripts and other material from Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking case, citing a new law that requires the government to open its files on Jeffrey Epstein and his longtime confidant. The AP's Michael Sisak is in New York.
This is the second judge to rule to release records relating to a criminal investigation into Epstein or Maxwell. Last week, a judge in Florida ruled to release grand jury transcripts from a mid-2000s to late-2000s investigation into Epstein that was ultimately abandoned and resulted in state charges.
Epstein records could be made public within 10 days. There is a mystery surrounding the status of the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
Maria Corina Machado, who last appeared in public 11 months ago, had been due to hold a traditional news conference by the laureate the day before the formal award ceremony. But the lunchtime event was delayed without explanation until the Norwegian Nobel Institute said 3 hours after the scheduled time that it will not take place today. The Institute hadn't specified whether the news conference would take place at a later point. Machado's spokesperson has also not responded to questions about the opposition leader's location and planned attendance at Wednesday's ceremony. The 58-year-old's win for her struggle to achieve a democratic transition in Venezuela was announced on October 10. She was described as a woman who keeps the flame of democracy burning amid a growing darkness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Conservative justices on the Supreme Court appear to be backing a Republican-led drive supported by the Trump administration to overturn a quarter-century-old decision and erase limits on how much political parties can spend in coordination with candidates for Congress and president. 44-year-old quarterback Philip Rivers has come out of retirement to join the depleted Indianapolis Colts on the practice squad. This is AP News. A soccer star has another trophy.
Lionel Messi has become the first back-to-back MVP in Major League Soccer history. The 38-year-old Argentine star was announced Tuesday as this year's winner of the league's top individual honor. This achievement adds to Messi's long list of career accomplishments. He won the Golden Boot after scoring 29 goals and made 19 assists during the regular season, later leading Inter Miami to its first MLS Cup title. Messi, who recently signed a 3-year extension with Inter Miami, joins Preki as the only 2-time MVP in MLS history. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Kyle Schwarber is going back to Philadelphia. Multiple outlets report Schwarber has agreed to a $150 million 5-year contract with the Phillies. Schwarber had been one of the biggest names in free agency. He set career highs with an NL best 56 homers and a major league high 132 RBIs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.